morning. Yes, a good morning to all of you. Moments of Melody coming your way. The incomparable Christ. More than 1,900 years ago, there was a man born contrary to the laws of life. This man lived in poverty and was reared in obscurity. He didn't travel extensively. Only once did he cross the boundary of the country in which he lived, and that was during his exile in childhood. He possessed neither wealth nor influence. His relatives were inconspicuous and had neither training nor formal education. In infancy, he startled a king. In childhood, he puzzled doctors. In manhood, he ruled the course of nature, walked upon the billows as if pavements, and hushed the sea to sleep. He healed the multitudes without medicine and made no charge for his service. He never wrote a book, and yet all the libraries of the country could not hold the books that have been written about him. He never wrote a song, and yet he's furnished the theme for more songs than all the songwriters combined. He never founded a college, but all the schools put together cannot boast of having as many students. He never marshaled an army, nor drafted a soldier, nor fired a gun, and yet no leader ever had more volunteers. He never practiced psychiatry, and yet he has healed more broken hearts than all the doctors far and near. Once each week the wheels of commerce cease their turning and multitudes wend their ways to worshiping assemblies to pay homage and respect him. The names of past proud statesmen of Greece and Rome have come and gone. The names of past scientists, philosophers, and theologians have come and gone. But the name of this man abounds more and more. Though time has spread 1,900 years between the people of this generation and the scene of his crucifixion, yet he still lives. Herod could not destroy him. The grave could not hold him. He stands forth upon the highest pinnacle of heavenly glory. Proclaimed by God, acknowledged by angels, adored by saints, and feared by devils, as the living, personal Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are either going to be forever with him, or forever without him. It was the incomparable Christ who said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." He also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Therefore, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Gospel according to Dr. Luke, the Lord Jesus speaking. "Nobody lights a lamp to hide it away in a jar or under a bed. It's put on a lampstand so that all who come into the house can see its light. What is covered up will all be revealed. What is hidden will all be made known and come to light. Look well, then, how you listen. If a man is rich, gifts will be made to him. If he is poor, he will lose even what he thinks is his own.